The American Dream. Three words. In these three powerful words lie the wealth of our great nation, the power to inspire different visions in so many different people. When our forefathers laid down their lives for this nation, they saw a country that would harbor the dreams and wishes of all. They saw a great melting pot where all cultures and ideas would meld together and yet still retain their identity. In this way, America would become a mosaic, with each person bringing their individual culture, individual thoughts and ideas, and their own dreams to this grand mural that would become this country. But when our new nation, freshly liberated from the bonds set upon them by an empire, was orienting herself in the world, there were two grand visions for the mosaic this country would create. Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, saw America as a great agrarian society, the breadbasket of the world. He saw a nation where the small farmer and the big plantations alike had a place. He saw an America that would feed the mouths of the world through our amber waves of grain. Alexander Hamilton, on the other hand, saw an America that would grow to be the industrial heart of the world, one that would always be at the forefront of progress, that would push humanity on towards greatness. He saw the wonder and ingenuity of her booming cities and envisioned this land of invention and production stretching its heart of industry from sea to shining sea. So the question that remains today is, which vision did we follow? Well, Americans, this melting pot of cultures, this grand mosaic of the world, did what we do best. Rather than settling for one, this nation melded both ideas together, forming an immaculate and intricate mosaic, shining like a beacon of hope for all the world to see. America is a land of agriculture, with nearly every state in the Union producing crops, which contributes to the 668 million tons of food exported from the U.S. every year, which feeds countless countries around the globe, as well as providing resources for families here at home. Flying above this country gives you a bird's eye view of the patchwork quilt of farmland that stretches across this land, feeding countless nations and representing the diverse quilt of cultures America blends effortlessly together. But this grand quilt of agriculture is not the only sight the American landscape has to offer. Dotting the land like grand castles of old soar brilliant skylines of sprawling metropolises, centers for human ingenuity and production. America's cities produce trillions of dollars in industrial goods, many of which are exported to improve the lives of people around the world. Innovators of past and present continue to better our world from right here in the land of the free. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, say the first words of our Constitution, laying out the framework for what has now become a global superpower, and which sums up America's mission statement beautifully, to form a more perfect union, a union between states, a union between cultures, a union of agriculture and industry. This country, our country, is always searching, always striving to form a more perfect union, to bring peace and inclusivity to the world. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare for ourselves and our posterity. America is a land with an already rich past, but is a nation which looks forward to what the future will bring, that we as a nation will establish justice, tranquility, and welfare, not just for ourselves, but for those that come after too. We fight today, both against enemies afield and against corruption at home, so the children of tomorrow might have a better world to live in. We, the people, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. We, the people. It is we who establish and uphold the framework of America. It is we, the people, whose job it is to ensure that justice, tranquility, and prosperity continues for future generations. It is a daunting task, but one that we, the people, have taken in stride, and one that we will hold to, even if it means laying down our lives. The thing, George Washington said, that sets the American Christian apart from the rest of the world is that he will die on his feet rather than live on his knees. America is a nation built on this, the will that never gives up, the drive that never expires. When our forefathers looked down at this virgin soil, then looked back through the pain and difficulty of separation, they looked forward with a gleam in their eye and saw the great nation that we would become. They saw out of this new nation rise a power that would stand a test of time, a union that could not be broken, a union unbreakable, not because of a great king, but because the people would will it to be so, because the people, the poor, and the rich would fight and die to sustain the American dream. What power is held in those words? Just three words, the American dream. Insignificant as they seem, those three words form the vision that we Americans have fought for, the vision we uphold to this day, and that is the vision that future generations will be tasked with seeing through as our nation continues to be a paragon of the world.